with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. As expected, groups have filed a lawsuit challenging Louisiana's new law mandating that the Ten Commandments must be displayed in every public school classroom. Plaintiffs in the suit filed Monday include parents of Louisiana public school children, the American Civil Liberties Union, Americans United for Separation of Church and State, and the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Opponents argue the law is a violation of separation of church and state and that the display will isolate students, especially those who are not Christian. Proponents say the measure is not solely religious and has historical significance. In the language of the law, the Ten Commandments are foundational documents of our state and national government. The first presidential debate of this election cycle will be held in Georgia this coming Thursday night, correspondent Laura Winters reports.
The debate will be held here in Atlanta at CNN Studios downtown. Donald Trump predicting Joe Biden will be on something.
I say he'll come out all jacked up, right? All jacked up.
And President Biden, during a sit-down interview with ABC in Normandy, France, saying this about his upcoming debate performance.
All I have to do is hear what he says, remind people what he says and what I believe and what he believes. He's about him. I'm about the country.
Laura Winters, Atlanta.
Flooding in the Midwestern U.S. has collapsed a railroad bridge and is testing a dam after days of heavy rains that have forced hundreds of people to evacuate or be rescued. The flooding brought additional misery to parts of Iowa, Nebraska, South Dakota, and Minnesota as temperatures approached 100 degrees Monday. More rain is forecast and many streams may not crest until later this week as the floodwaters slowly drain. On Wall Street, the Dow by 260 points, the Nasdaq dropped 192. This is SRN News. The governor of Arizona vetoes a detransition bill.
The measure would have required insurance companies that pay for sex change operations to also foot the bill if the patient later decides he or she does not want to live as the opposite sex and needs the surgery reversed. Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs rejected the legislation, saying it is, quote, unnecessary. This despite the fact that the ranks of detransitioners is growing both in the U.S. and in Europe as people grow out of gender dysphoria. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Most evangelical Christians started young. That's the conclusion of a new study by Gray Matter Research and Infinity Concepts, which reveals that 72% of people who now identify as evangelicals came to faith before the age of 18. The rest did so after that. The poll also finds majority of respondents cite their parents as the number one influence on their life, followed by the church. This is SRN News. The Biden administration is announcing new steps to increase access to affordable housing.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen travels to Minneapolis to promote new investments meant to expand access to affordable housing, including providing $100 million through a new fund over the next 3 years to support affordable housing financing, boosting the federal financing bank's financing of affordable housing, and other measures. The Biden administration's new federal initiatives come as still high prices on groceries and other necessities and high interest rates have dramatically pushed up the cost of living in the post-pandemic years. I'm Julie Walker.
Fire behavior in Ruidoso, New Mexico has reduced to smoldering. Officials also warn the public that fire activity can increase near unburned fuel as warm weather moves into the area. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.